Hi everybody, I'm Lights Camera Jackson. You're listening to the LCJ Q&A. Joining me, one of the greatest comedians of all time, Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. You're playing the Cohoes Music Hall on Saturday night, May 13th. I know you've played the Capital Region before, but this is your first time at the Cohoes Music Hall?
I have no idea. I could have played there like 5 minutes ago. And I don't remember where I play anymore.
Because it's the Cohoes Music Hall, are you musical at all? Will you be singing on Saturday night?
No, but I will be fiddling with myself after I get back to the hotel.
Oh, Gilbert, you have been performing stand-up comedy since you were 15 years old.
Yes.
What still gets you excited about it after all these years?
When they give me a check at the end of the night.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, that and the art.
Oh, man. You know, as a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, I gotta say, I've been looking into your documentary, Gilbert, and I'm so looking forward to seeing it. Because it sounds so fantastic, a documentary about your life, but is it true that you didn't want it to be made?
It was the filmmaker, Neil Berkeley, he said that for years he wanted to do a Gilbert Gottfried documentary. I said, you should really set your dreams a lot higher than that. And then he started following me with a camera, and me being a wimp, I didn't tell him, get away from me. And he just kept following me, and I saw it a couple of times now, and each time, it's what I envision hell to be. I think when you die, you're there, and they put on the screen your entire life, and you're forced to watch it.
Hmm. Wow.
Well, I mean, that and getting an enema with hot lava would probably also be an help. But, to sit and watch your life, that's just the worst thing you could do.
Those are some amazing things to put on the poster for Gilbert. Those are some great quotes to have on the poster for the advertising. Did you have any input in the editing process, what got in, what didn't get in at all?
No. Mm. No, that's the thing. I mean, I didn't know what was in it until he showed me the finished print of it.
Okay.
If it was me, I would have had, like, you know, an overly dramatic scene and a car chase.
Some action in there for you, Gilbert. Some action. What was the Tribeca Film Festival screening event like?
That was amazing. Number one, that it got accepted into Tribeca. And now I can legally call Robert De Niro Bob.
You have a good relationship with him now?
Oh, we're inseparable. Yes. And when he's not around, me and Meryl Streep like to hang out.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you now about somebody else. You were on the last season that Trump did of Celebrity Apprentice. Did you get any hint at all? Could you sense anything that Donald Trump was going to run for president when you were filming that season of Apprentice?
This is the thing. Like, people watched him very coldly fire me, but they don't realize afterwards that he invited me into his office, and we lied on the couch and cuddled for an hour. So that's the side that news doesn't see about him.
That's what the media doesn't expose. Okay.
But I like Donald Trump. because I kind of think of him as Hitler without the warmth.
That's Gilbert Gottfried. He's here. He's on the LCJ Q&A right now. Let's move to Family Fair, Gilbert. This year marks the 25th anniversary of Disney's Aladdin. Of course, you voiced Iago the Parrot. What are some of your memories about working on that film a quarter century ago?
Well, the funny thing about that film is, like, when people, I hear so many people say, oh, when Gilbert and Robin Williams were in that sound booth together, it was crazy. And I did not run into Robin Williams once during the making of that film. We all shot and recorded our stuff privately. And, I mean, I've run into him a million times at comedy clubs, but never once during Aladdin.
That's really interesting. But you know, in hearing the news that Disney wants to remake all these movies, they're remaking Lion King, and they're bringing back James Earl Jones, would you come back to voice Iago for Disney's live-action Aladdin that they're doing with Guy Ritchie?
Sure, because, you know, most people answer the phone, hello. I answer the phone, I'll take it.
Have you been offered it yet? Has anybody brought this up to you yet?
Oh, no, but they haven't called me so far, but I'm sure it's just a problem with the phone line.
I'd want to hear you back again. That would be so great.
And maybe they could dress me in a giant parrot suit, and I could shoot it out in the desert for 10 months.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with the live-action versions of these, but that would be something. You were also featured in last year's very sweet documentary, Life Animated, about Owen Suskind. He was diagnosed with autism at a very young age and was able to communicate with his family again through the love of Disney movies. I got the chance to meet Owen at the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards last year. He was so nice, and I'm so glad, Gilbert, that you were able to help change his life through Aladdin.
That was very strange. It was like, I read an article in the New York Times where, you know, Ron Suskind talked about how his son was autistic and he couldn't communicate with anything and he was sinking deeper and deeper into it. And they took him to a bunch of psychiatrists. The son would just watch Disney films all day. And one day the father passed by his son's room and his son had a puppet, my character, Iago the Parrot, from Aladdin. And in a what the hell moment, he put it on his hand and started imitating me, the father. And he said imitating me is like basically sounding like a broken Cuisinart. And he started saying, hi, what's it like being Owen? And Owen looked at him, looked at the parrot puppet like it was an old friend, and said, I'm not happy, I have no friends. And that's what like broke the ice between him and his son to be able to have a conversation.
It's just so amazing, the power of movies. I mean, that film, if you haven't seen Life Animated, everybody out there, you got to watch this documentary, nominated for the Documentary Feature Academy Award, and just so powerful that movies make a difference in people's lives, and especially what Disney has done with their animated classics like Aladdin. It's truly amazing. I got to also bring this up, Gilbert. One of my favorite game show moments. I was watching it on the internet again today.
Oh, yes.
You fool!
Yeah, it was on Hollywood Squares. I was the last square available, so they always had to call on me. And I was constantly giving them the wrong answer, and they would agree with it. And I'd scream out, you fool! And it was my favorite episode, too, because it was me for about a half hour.
Yeah, it was, as Bergeron kept saying, it was the Gilbert Gottfried hour, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. No, you're a part of animation history. You're a part of game show history. I know that VH1 right now has their new version, Hip Hop Squares. Would you go on Hip Hop Squares?
Yeah, because I'm very hip hop. I'm in the house. And I get cheesy.
Oh, yes. I think it would be great. The ratings would go up even more with you on Hip Hop Squares. Oh, Gilbert, I was looking into this. Animal Crackers, another animated movie. You're joining Emily Blunt, Sylvester Stallone, and Danny DeVito. It's about a guy who eats an old box of animal crackers, and then he turns into the animals. Tell me about your character, Mario Zucchini.
I play an Italian, which people are getting tired of right now. All the Italian parts I play. Like my starring role on Broadway in A View from the Bridge. And when I was Vito Corleone in The Godfather.
Oh, man, you play in Italian. Well, that's good. Yeah, Animal Crackers, I think it's playing at a festival in a couple of months. I think it is.
I have no idea. I went and recorded it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's even finished.
Yeah, I think there's like 3 minutes of it on YouTube. I couldn't find you in the scenes that they had so far.
Exactly. He probably watched me and realized their mistake.
So they didn't give you the lifetime supply of animal crackers that I hoped you would have gotten.
No. That's the only reason I did it.
Hey, I think, you know, that's a great reason to do a movie, and gosh, they should give you, hopefully somebody working on the movie is listening to this and will give you the lifetime supply of animal crackers.
Because that would be great.
You know, I just got a flashback. When they used to make those little cardboard cartons of animal crackers, they had a little string to hold the box with.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember the string. I remember the string. Yeah, I haven't eaten animal crackers in a long time, but yeah, I remember that. Oh, man. So, Gilbert, I will be at your show on Saturday night. First time seeing you live. Is there anything you would like me to bring to the show?
Yes, a bag of cash. Just hand it to me and say, I've always been a fan. Here's your money.
All right, I'll get the 20s. I'll get ready.
And I should tell everyone that I also have a podcast, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Fantastic. Wonderful. All right, terrific. And now you were on this podcast as well, so a little bit of synergy there. There you go.
Yes.
Fantastic. Gilbert Gottfried, this was a whole lot of fun. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. All right, Gilbert Gottfried, he's playing at the Cohoes Music Hall Saturday night, May 13th. And if Animal Crackers gets released, you can hear him in that as well, possibly. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson with the LCJ Q&A.